Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. A couple of great guests, Jeff Mariani and Katie Schmidt from Cedros Kayak Fishing, Cedros Island Fishing Charters, having a great time talking about this place we're coming back to, which we're very, very excited about.
Hasn't been touched for a year and a half.
Oh my gosh. You getting excited about that?
I am. And I know I'm getting excited about March report, too. And the catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. None of they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch. With Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, and their amazing poke kit, too, man. That's a hit, for sure. Yeah.
And their new location any day now.
It's coming any
day,
right?
Yeah.
It'll be nice. It'll be, like, so easy for people. It's, like, right there at the 8 and the 5, right in that zone.
Right across the Perrys.
Call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
All right. Good morning, Captain Mark Wish, your private boater buddy with our fishdope.com report.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Jeff, Katie. So,
good morning.
Well, our first week of springtime, man, this was spring-like this year. Cold and windy. No, more so than we've seen in the past few years. You know, we kind of got spoiled with those nice ones we had. But, oh, well, you know, it kind of is what it is. We do have very nice weather this weekend, finally. And we're going to get some really good coverage, so reports are definitely going to be on the uptick. At the famous Catalina Island, squid right now, backside east. Don't have a whole lot of information about what's being caught because nobody's been fishing back there, but the best nests will get relocated. And by this time of year, they're definitely going to be holding yellow sea bass and some of that great big halibut that's over there. So that island will be scoured this weekend, and I got some really good friends over there that are knowledgeable about the island, so we'll have some interesting reports here in a couple days. Rock fishing off both ends has been pretty darn good, even with this tougher weather. Then, guys, please have some kind of a release device handy. You know, I've got a specific outfit that I made up just for the release device, and keep it handy right there for dropping down either the little guys or some kind of protected species, something you don't want there. It's a good feeling to send them down instead of watching them floating away. Had one boat at SBI yesterday, no surface action, cold water, poor weather was the report from that. San Clemente's finally getting looked at again, you know, with breaking the weather. They'll be interesting to see if they can rescue any of those poor yellowtail over there from that freezing cold water that's around the island right now. So it's chilly. And what might provide some really interesting info is several sport boats are checking out the tuna fish grounds down there outside Colnet as we speak. And hopefully they locate some of that fish that wants to bite. It'd be nice to get that going. And then, of course, the best bite this week was that yellow at the Coronados, and I'll leave that for Marcus to talk about when he talks about that area down there. But, yeah, it's trying to be springtime, and usually April is one of the just the absolute best months of the year to fish. So we'll see what it brings. We'll have all that for you next week.
It's certainly lining up to be a great April here, and it's not even April yet. So with the good weather all week, so we're looking forward to that. There's going to be a lot happening this week, right, Mark?
Yeah, you know, and the water definitely cooled with the wind. I mean, there's some low 50s up here in this area.
Ooh.
And, this is brutal. But there's a ton of bait in it. There's anchovies, there's red crab, there's krill, there's you know, just tons of forage for when the game fish move up this way. So it's, you know, a little more normal spring than we've seen the past few because we've been blessed, but there's nothing unnormal about what's going on. So I think it's going to be pretty darn tasty here in the next few weeks.
Yeah. But what I like too, Mark, the sea bass and the calico, the yellow thing, is with that cold water, 55, 56 degrees, once it hits that 58, 60-degree mark, as you well know, it's pretty darn magical, you know?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much. It's game on.
Yeah, yeah. Flip the switch.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
hey,
time to go get that gear ready, guys, and
get rolling.
Get ready to go fishing.
And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and Jeff of the boys have all the information for you. Get the update on that Coronado Island fishing. He had the exact spots of where they're fishing and what to do, how to fish it, what jigs to use, and everything else. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And just want to mention, guys, you know, we build, of course, the world-famous Pacific Edge bait tanks, and we are extremely busy. We are blessed. But I actually have a tank in stock. A customer had to cancel on a beautiful 68-gallon single tank. It'll have a window and a whole bunch of other features, and just it's going to be a great opportunity for somebody to bypass about a 3-month waiting list right now. So,
whoa,
very interesting.
That's a hot special right now going on at Pacific Edge.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday. I'll bet we're going to get a lot of good reports this week.
We're going to get some reports. Yeah, you know, I got some really good friends that are very knowledgeable about such things, and. Yeah, we're going to be definitely getting some reply. I might even get out there myself. What the heck?
All right. Yeah, me too, for sure. All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday for sure. And while we're waiting for Marcos, I want to mention, you know, Anza Knives, our buddies from Anza Knives, Donnie and Heidi are at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show at the Orange County Fairgrounds today and tomorrow.
There's a show.
A real show. It's outside. It's all social distance, but there's a show.
What beautiful weather.
I know. Perfect, right? And so Anza Knives, and they'll have all their knives there, including the Fish Pro Series and everything, today and tomorrow at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show right there at the Orange County Fairgrounds. So you definitely want to go by and say hi to Heidi
and
Donnie. Yeah.
Super nice people.
Oh, they're
super,
the best. Nice and the best knives. Too. Yeah. Hey, in the meantime, while we're waiting, don't forget, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Andrew's waiting for your calls there. We're giving away a trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. Go catch some yellowtail. And then don't forget, text the show, too, on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we have a text from Kenny in El Cajon. He says, I'm newer to kayaking and slightly older guy. Do each of the kayaks have radios if you need to ask for some help? Not sure how close the boat is to the kayaks, ? Just concerned about safety procedures on the island. And that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. We're extremely safety oriented. The pongas are always right there near us, if not shouting distance away.
Yeah.
But we all have VHF radios.
You supply VHF.
The kayaks are 100% fully equipped with everything that you
fish finders, radios,
color fish finder, GPS unit on there. Everyone gets a life jacket. I have two different kinds. If you like the little bit bulkier one, I have that. Or if you're comfortable with the inflatable one, if you end up in the water, I have those kind of models. Like I said, the VHF radios, we put bait tanks on these things or a crate, whatever you want to store your gear.
Yeah.
But, yes, you're in constant communication. For me, it's a safety thing, but then I want to know when you're bit. Like, because I want to paddle over and, you know, start taking your photos. My Ponga will come up, and Christian likes to film. This year, I bought one of those bubble things for the GoPros because he's been bugging me for that. He wants to get in the water.
Oh, okay.
Ever since he saw Adrian Gray do that back in 2016, Christian's just been...
He's been wanting underwater photos.
Yeah, so... the pongas are always just right there, so it's important that you know you have those radios because we want to know that you're hooked up.
So yes, you'll be safe and
100% safe.
Older guys like you and me will be having no problems. Now look at Ron; he's 69 years old. That guy's
strong.
Going
strong.
He's
Chris,
my hero.
Chris is
Chris is in his 70s.
Powerhouse.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like superhuman.
Chris Minnick,
who's actually in the studio with us today.
Yeah.
He is like. I've never seen a guy be on the water. He wears young guys out.
Yeah, the endurance.
Yeah. When we do the Islander kayak trip, I mean, he's the first guy in, the last guy out.
Yep.
And has lunch on his kayak.
Yep.
Yeah, won't even come in and have lunch.
No different on the island.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But
Chris, it's time to go.
Yeah, gotta go, Chris.
Chris,
please
come to the boat.
And the Hobie Mirage drive is what makes it so darn easy, right?
Oh, it's it's hands-free. You know, now the newer boat, the 2019, the rudder on both sides is so
cool. Is that what you have at the island?
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Because depending on where, you know, for me, it's always worked out. I fish with my right arm, and I crank with my left hand, so the rudder was always right there for me. But guys that hold their rod in their left hand, you know, they were always having to bounce around. But now with the rudder on both sides, you're just – and it's very important. You know, we were talking at the break about, you know, hooking 30- and 40-pound fish in 10 feet of water or less. Like, you have to be able to maneuver your boat.
It's going to happen.
You know, and do you have the 180 drives, too?
Yeah.
So
yes.
I forgot what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely the reverse drives.
Yeah, the reverse drives. Mm-hmm. So if you do get tight, you just pop it in
reverse
and you back right out.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Hey, let's continue our catch report. Our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is on the line. I guess you got a little bit to talk about today, huh, Marcos?
Good morning, Marcos.
Yeah, they caught a few fish.
Yeah.
Not too bad this week. Biggest story of the week yesterday would have been the San Diego with 102 yellowtail on their islands trip. And it was just great fishing. And like we've talked about, those trips, man, as soon as those counts hit the social media there, those trips filled up like crazy. The San Diego is sold out through next weekend there.
Wow.
But we put the Pacific Voyager online through next Saturday. So you're going to get a chance there to fish with Marco. If you want to get in on this early season yellowtail, get out there, get on the Pacific Voyager, and check that boat out. He doesn't run a lot of open party trips throughout the season, so great chance there. I mean, just great fishing on the island trips this week there with those yellowtails. So definitely check that out. Half day is still very good bottom fishing, about what you'd expect at this point in the season. Reds, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin, a little bit of calico bass and lingcod in there. Great fishing on there. And then those starting next weekend, the Tribute's got a one-day trip. They got a day and a half trip over the weekend. The Polaris Supreme, and I know you're going to have Aliar on the show tomorrow, and I believe they're giving away a trip on that boat, correct?
Yes, they are. Yeah, day and a half trip on the Polaris Supreme. And how about Aliar and Jim Hughes coming along, huh?
No.
Those guys, you know, you might find out a little bit about fishing there. Those guys have a little bit of experience, so might learn something there. But he's got his first trip leaving next Friday, fishing Saturday on that day and a half. The Tribute's got a day and a half fishing next Saturday. Pacific Voyager on those full-day trips, and hey, it looks like we got an early start on the season this year, and we'll take it because fishing's good out there, some nice weather in here. Definitely check out that website, seaforthlanding.com. Got the full schedules up there for the half days, the full days, some one days in there, a day and a half, and the schedule is going to start getting busier throughout the month here. I know a lot of you guys are going to be starting spring break next week, so definitely get out on the boat. And if you haven't set up your gear yet or you just had it at store since last season, definitely come down, visit us. Say hi to the guys in the office here. Check out the tackle shop. Get your gear all tuned up and get out there on the water because fishing is great right now.
All right. Very good. Marco, C4 Sport Fishing, appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Man, what a cool report right there. And it's sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been the top choice for anglers from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD. Now with Squid Around, get the Gamakatsu 4X Strong Octopus Hook. That's the choice by top white sea bass anglers. So stock up now at your local tackle stores.
All right. Phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John Cohn from Rancho San Diego. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete and Corey. Great show, Jeff and Katie. Really excited about the fishing down at Cedros. Good stuff. Hey, Corey touched on a couple of the questions that I have. One is if there's shore fishing near the house or not within walking distance, nothing like just before dark, heading down to the shore and fishing a bit before the sunset. And then I also, I was on the Royal Polaris a number of years ago, and there was a big halibut caught off of Cedros. Do you guys ever target the halibut down there, or are they just kind of incidental catches?
Both great questions, man. Thank you. So, yeah, we definitely have, shore opportunities. There's been several times where we come in after fishing 12 hours and guys are still not done.
Right, exactly.
Christmas. So they get off the boat and, right there after I pull it out with the car. And then they walk the beach right there. And, if they wanted an, alcoholic beverage or something like that, we bring that stuff down for them so they can, kind of hang out and enjoy their little you know, last couple bites of the day,
I
guess.
Cool, actually.
You know, there's been, like I said, a lot of people, I don't know how they do it or why, but like that, you know, hey, if you want it, you know, like, no problem.
It's there.
Like, it's, there's opportunities there. Like, that's also a very good halibut spot. Like, he's talking about halibut.
Yeah.
This is the time of year for halibut, March, April, and then also in November, there's another really good bite for halibut. It's all, you know, weather-related, but we get a lot of wind this time of year, so it's hard to put trips together. Because we can.
That's why you start in the end of May.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I sneak down there and, you know, we always end up with like one or two really good days, but like you have that day of wind and it's hard to have people around, you know, for that. But, yeah, there's great halibut fishing and we've caught halibut, believe it or not, out on the high spots even.
Really?
When we're, you know, using the flat fall and stuff like that for, you know, fishing the bottom for yellows and stuff like that when things are going out there. But that's total bycatch at that point, you know. So the time of year would be like April, you know, time the moons, late March or April, and then November again is, you know, if you really wanted to target out. And there's monsters there. You can ask Kevin Nakata if you're going over there to talk to him today. Like, he's the one fishing your slug, which I'd never did even know about.
Yeah.
He put one of our guests on a 31-pounder.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
20 feet of water.
With fishing the slug?
Right. Yeah.
Come on, explain,
right?
Corey.
With an 8-inch slug, it's so easy. It's it's dummy-proof, really.
It was... Yes. Yeah.
So what's the rig? Three-quarter ounce to an ounce and a half of lead head, rigged the 8-inch slug on there.
The big slug.
Super glue it. Yeah, the big
one. Got a super glue.
Wow.
It's dummy-proof, seriously. Yeah. Just put it to the bottom and jig it around.
Yeah, you got
to
bounce it around because the puffer fish down there get on that thing pretty crazy.
I love when they're in shallow, though. When they're in that 5 to 15 feet of water and you throw up shallow and you watch the sand come up and grab it, oh my God.
Yeah. No bite like that. Those halibut are very fast fish, too. I didn't know how fast they are.
They are as reactionary as a calico bass.
It's insane how quick they swim.
Like, equally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. They rock it when they want it. Yeah.
You got to come join us, John.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
hey, thanks a lot for the phone
there.
Call.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Appreciate the phone call this morning. All right. That does free up. 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through, talk to Andrew. He'll get you up in the queue and start talking. And, Corey, let's go ahead and jump back into
it. Let's talk to another John. John, calling from Upland. We appreciate you joining us this morning, John. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Jeff. John Camacho here.
John Camacho, how are you?
Hello. Good. How are you doing?
Oh, man. Love talking about my favorite spot.
Hey, you talking about, you take the panga out of the water every day or just the one with the kayaks?
No, I bring all of my stuff home every day. Like, it's just something, a program that I like to rinse my motors, you know what I mean, just longevity. My guys are big about scrubbing all of our stuff daily.
Yeah,
they just love to do it. And
take good care of it.
They do,
program.
You know, and that's what makes everything last. I mean, we're in a crazy saltwater environment, so longevity and safety at the same time, you know what I mean? Having the boat tied up to my buoy is fine, but then, you know, we have to take everything off of it, you know what I mean? Because the kids are there playing and stuff.
Here's the coolest thing about that is, John, you literally stay in the panga, you go on the trailer, and you do not get off until you're 5 feet from Jeff's front door.
Which is only about 3 blocks away, right?
Yeah, it's a one-minute drive. Everyone gets in the pongas in the morning, in the driveway.
The coolest ride ever.
Well, it's like a parade.
It is.
Right through the downtown,
coming home,
right?
Yeah, coming
you're
home,
like,
it's definitely a parade.
Everybody,
right.
You know, hi, you know.
So friendly.
Yeah. Afternoons are pretty funny.
They come out of their shops to say hello.
Oh, everybody sees the red boats coming up the street. They know something's going on.
Up the cobblestone street, man. It is cool.
Yeah. It's a big part of my program, for
it's
sure.
It's a great community.
Thanks for that, John.
Great idea. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that, John. It sounds like you're ready to go and ready to book up to do that. And, Katie, if somebody, people are listening, people are calling, people are booking, what's the procedure in booking a trip to Cedros Island Fishing Charters or Cedros Kayak Fishing?
You can go to the website, and whichever month you want to go, the schedule's listed there with the availability.
So it says book a trip, right?
Yes. Book now, reserve now, and I have it in there by month, so you can look at the schedule for the month and
see what's available.
Yeah, see what's available. I think October is pretty full. November's got a lot of space in it. So, like you said, that's when the halibut fishing's good. I mean, it's still good fishing all the way through
spots
there.
Spots in August, June, July, August. There's random spots here and there, right?
Yeah. Just I would hurry because it's going to go quick.
That goes into our question here. Drain from Huntington Beach is wondering what the capacity of the resort is, Katie.
Mm-hmm. We take six people.
A whopping six people.
Yeah.
Per
I mean, that's what's so unique about what Jeff has.
And everybody gets their own room.
Everybody gets their own room. I liken it to like staying in a bunk room or a stateroom, and I'm a stateroom girl now. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that it's just a neat thing. And like Corey said, to be able to go back to your room at the end of the day and have your own space to just unwind, I think it's just great. But yeah, we're maxing out at six. So if you, you know, want to bring some of your friends, because I know a lot of the guys I've talked to, they want to go with their friends. You guys got to get it together and get in there and find your trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's easy through the new website. You've got it all dialed in. You've got pictures. You've got the whole thing there.
Yeah, it's totally goof-proof. You can't mess it up.
And SedrosIslandFishingCharters.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And don't forget, it's either Cedros Kayak Fishing or Cedros Island Fishing
They're
Charters.
They're both going to take you to the
There's a lot of Cedros in the name, so when you do a Google search, you may come up with other ones, but make sure you get that one, that Cedros Island Fishing
Charters. With that in mind, I mean, there's really only two places you would ever want to visit, right? And that's
Sedro Sport Fishing
and Sedro's Place.
Sedro's Island Fishing Charters.com.
Leave it at that.
And they're two very different, distinct opportunities, and certainly the best ones that there. Yeah, no doubt.
Because there are a couple other operations that you want to. I mean, I'll say it because it's tough for Jeff, or, you know, just watch it. I mean, those two places are the golden ones, and the others take the glitter away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we work with Rosie. Like, we talk to them often. They they bring their guys, Richard, who runs their program over there.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens to the fishing rods or if they need some tackle or something like that, they're at the tackle
You're
shop
there to help them
day.
Out.
They come straight to the house to get rod repair done. And like, cause it's usually the tip that gets jacked from someone cramming it in the van or, you know, banging them around on the boat or something like that. Or it happens all the time. Guys get super excited when they catch a fish and, like, they lose their mind with, like, okay, there's the fish, but you still have to protect your rod. You know, the thing gets banged on the deck, and they're dropping it all around, and something happens. And so, like, we're very close communication with those guys, and we work with them with stuff like that.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's
Corey.
Do it. How about another John? A John from San Diego. John. Hmm. Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, hey, this question's more Pete and Corey and that. Hey, I was looking through the latest log, you know, the local newspaper, The Log, their 50th anniversary, and it had a tiny little article under legislation that's coming up, and there's a gentleman up in Oakland, but it's presented as ropeless crab gear, both recreational and commercial, but as I read the bill a little more, it's also for fishing for any fish. I have no idea yet, haven't read the details of that means no rope, but I'm wondering if they're going to try and impose it on lobster for hoopers.
Yeah, they are. They're
and
trying to impose it on lobster, too. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I had discussions with some of the commercial lobster guys about that. Brian Kehar was in the show a few weeks ago and talking about that. Yeah, it's a big concern. I mean, they're concerned about the whale entanglement and stuff like that and the ropes. Really, it's more the crab guys that are causing the problems.
Because of the quadruple size buoys.
And also the multiple cages that they have on each buoy. So there's lots of versus a lobster fishery is just
very
one.
Small buoy.
Small buoy, one trap on each one. So there's, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen, but yeah, it's not a good signal right now for, I don't care whether you're a commercial fisherman or a sport fisherman. It's not good. It's not a good political environment at all for any of us because there's so many extreme environmental groups that just want to take our rights to go fishing away.
For no
That's
reason
why
other
you
than
have
CCA.
Right, you
That's
have to be a part of CCA because they're on that.
Yeah.
On the
Wayne and Chris,
stuff, so.
That's why you're part of it.
So, yes, that's a true deal, and let's hope that they figure that out so it doesn't affect our local lobster fleet.
Yeah, I just got back from up a membership at Dana Landing just this morning, but you know how they can change language so easily. So I'm glad to hear people are aware and watching it.
But and that's why we have Wayne. That's exactly why Wayne's keeping an eye on it all for you, for me, for Pete, for Jeff, for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. And you got to be a part
Super
of it.
Super important.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for bringing that up. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. A great
thanks,
text.
Guys.
Yeah, thanks. A great text through the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course. Scott from El Segundo wants to know, and I think this is a Corey question, what size tranks to go calico bass fishing on the pangas and the kayaks?
300, my friend.
That's your deal, huh?
300.
Yeah.
400 will work, but it's just cumbersome.
Yeah.
300 all day
you
long.
You love the 300.
300.
You're throwing 1,000 casts.
300 HG, to be, as a matter of fact. And I'll tell you this. I'm trying to buy one in the local tackle shop.
Yeah.
It's not very easy.
No.
So if you can find one, you'd better grab it.
Yeah. That's a 300 HG.
Just let me get there first.
Yeah, let you get there first. Get it.
Fill it with 80-pound Spectra and 80-pound leader.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
If you want to catch it.
Whether it's a hard bait, a soft bait, iron, whatever it is.
Are you fishing that? Are you guys fishing that with straight Power Pro, with straight Spectra Power Pro?
Myself, 80-pound Power Pro to 80-pound leader. I brought some 60.
80-pound to 80-pound.
Yeah. 80
you don't mess around.
There is no messing around.
No.
And you'll break off. I promise
you. Will. You absolutely will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On a calico?
When you've had 10 or 15 4 to 5 pounders in a row and then a 7-pounder inhales it and a gullet, there's your break off.
Yep, I've experienced it. With
or a bigger
60
one.
Pound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 80-pound Power Pro and then an 80-pound fluorocarbon like a Seaguar Blue Label.
That's
like
exactly what I use.
Yeah.
Psycho or the Seaguar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great.
Oh, you won't go wrong. Ask Benny. Ask Decker.
Yeah.
You can ask him today.
You can do that today. Yeah. For sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You can fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats to the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy duty industrial strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Up. Good morning, and want to give us a shout? There is. They're full, but I'll give you the number, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth.
And we're also taking your text, too, via the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can text the show. I've had some great texts this morning and some great phone calls, too, so let's continue in the phone calls.
Let's do it. Chuck from Long Beach. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Hope everyone's having a good morning.
Oh, man. Talking yellows and calicos of Cedros. It's... I'm having the best morning ever.
You kind of touched on a little bit. If you're going to travel kind of light, what are the pieces of gear you want to bring, like a bag full of baits and rods and reels, so you can kind of target anything down there, as well as, do you guys have the fish processing there, Jeff? Or do we need to bring our own ice chest to get stuff back, or how does that work?
All good questions.
Yeah, all
right?
Great questions.
Katie, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll let Katie talk a little bit about the fish bringing home. But pretty much if you came down with a Daiwa SP minnow and a 100-gram flat fall, you would catch everything that we like. If you wanted to pack that light, like those two lures are pretty much what we use like every single day.
What size flat fall?
100-gram.
100-gram.
Yeah, like that's 80 or 100-gram. I mean, okay. Calicos smash that thing like a lot of times we're fishing calicos deeper, 50, yeah. 75 feet, and it's just endless with one of those things, one after the other. It's very easy to release them. You're doing, you know, you're just pecking them in the side of the head, basically, and that's it. So for me, that would be like my two, like if you were packing super light. Like I said earlier, too, like 3/4 ounce and to 2 ounce lead heads, like you don't need a bunch of different stuff. You can bring only 2 ounce. You can still, you know, if you're throwing shallow, you just start cranking right away. You know what I mean? But then you're always fishing deeper with that 2 ounce.
And
you know?
If Chuck came light, you know, a dozen lead heads or a few plastics or only a few Cold Sniper, SP Minnows, or whatever. You do have that in the shop?
Yeah, we have all that in the shop, too, just in case.
And the crazy thing is, it's not like an inflated price like you'd find on an island, like Catalina Island.
No, it's the same.
It's very fair.
If you went to Rick's place right over here.
Yeah,
it's
really.
Same price. Yeah, I don't play that game.
You don't get it.
Like, no. That's not why I started.
So it's good to know, too.
Nice. Yeah, 100%.
Yes. All right.
And then as far as the fish processing... Katie?
There's a couple neat things that we offer. One, catch your dinner night. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a night where, you know, if you want to catch your dinner and eat fresh fish, or like they said, ceviche, we've got that. And then we process all the fish there and vacuum pack it. So when you actually meet me at the meeting point at Fastlane Kayaks, you leave your cooler there. And then we'll bring it back for you, and then you can just load up your cooler and head home with any of your catch that you have processed.
You have coolers that are airplane friendly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got to be the soft cooler bags.
The soft cooler bags.
They fit down below.
And you guys have those supplied for
people. We have all that. I use the Yeti and the Reliable bags.
So
we take care of shipping
ones.
It all back for you, and then you have your cooler there with, and then you can buy ice at Dana Lanyon. Right,
and here's the crazy thing, too. I'm sorry, Pete, but you're right next to the ice factory.
Yeah.
Like, literally, his property is adjacent to the ice factory.
Yeah. We put 100 pounds of ice in each bonga every day. It's very important. I want sushi-grade meat because I'm making sushi. If people enjoy that, like, we'll have sushi night, too. I'm not afraid to do that on the island. So it's all sushi-grade meat. Like, that's what the radio comes in handy, too. Like, now we know your bit. We come over, take your photos, immediately take it away from you, bleed it, and get it on a bit of ice. So I've done my job if McQueen is complaining that the fish are too cold when he's trying to fillet. But I know I did my job.
Crazy.
So that's
you have
good.
Such a – you mentioned McQueen, but you have such a cool crew, and they're truly family.
They're all family.
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, we talk every single day. I talk to all of them.
From Lulu in the kitchen.
All
have you
them,
been involved
yeah.
in that, Katie? You've been talking to these people?
Not yet. She's about to meet everybody.
Yeah.
They all know
go
the new sheriffs in town.
Yeah.
The
new sheriffs in town.
I'm passing that all on.
That's great.
Way, yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that. I have a follow-up question for Corey here on that Tranks from Danny in Chula Vista. Wants to know, what kind of rod are you matching that outfit with?
It's so funny because most guys want to go to an 8 or 9 foot rod.
Right.
You know, they want to go long, but I'm a short rod kind of guy. I don't know. 7 feet for me.
Seven.
Whether it's like a 708, the Signature Series, you know, a Seeker, a 708 or 709, those are my two moneymakers right there. The Weedless 80-pound Power Pro to 80-pound Seaguar is a 708 rod. Like, it's a little spongy, and you wouldn't think that that's the one I'm using, but that's the one.
Okay.
It's awesome. A lighter rod.
Yeah. All right. It's made for plastics?
It's made for fishing that style. So they can pull the rod tip, but it's got all the backbone you would ever need for a 40-pound yellow.
Okay, and what do you what do you like, Jeff?
Well, all my rods are the M1 Inshore that are 7'7".
That's a good length.
Yeah,
what
people are overlooking is like you're already on top of the fish. Like you really are.
You don't need to make a big cast.
You don't.
It's not sport boat fishing.
No, and especially in the kelp and using the weedless, like if you cast, it's like freshwater fishing. If you now make that 30-yard or 40-yard cast, well, what about all the fish in between you and that cast? Like, you just, you know, so you're a lot of guys,
and you have
a lot
more control too when you're closer
way
to the
more,
boat.
Way more. I think guys way overcast, you know, and I see there's guys that come down with 10-foot rods and fish from the kayaks with these things, throwing surface iron and things like that. Whatever floats your boat, go ahead and bring it. Like, it doesn't bother me, but like, it's not, you don't really need it, you know, and you'll see, like, you're in so much more control with a shorter rod. Like, you really are. You're whooping
that's
some
booty. That's my game, honestly.
Yeah.
The shorter rod.
Yeah, you're doing some whooping with that shorter rod.
I love it. I love the whooping.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to, how about, Tony? Tony from Del Mar. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for calling this morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm loving the show. I had a couple questions. First, on the kayaks, my son and I got a kayak about a year and a half ago. Shout out to Ron over there, Fastlane set us up, and we go out 2 or 3 miles, you know, out of La Jolla Shores, and never had a question on stability. I mean, if anything, you might roll it when you're coming in the surf, trying to get it back to the beach, but always felt really safe out there with those kayaks, and good experience. My question is on Cedros. What's the experience outside of fishing? I mean, we love Mexico. What's the town like? And what else is there to do down there?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. So it is very primitive down there, of course. But, you know, town's small. We love going down there. That's what, you know, we have our dinner nights where we go down into town. Which
for
makes
the exquisitos.
It just makes it fun. There's a T-shirt shop we like to go to. We always visit the tortilla shop.
Tortilla factory is the best in the world.
Yeah.
Katie's excited about that one.
Yeah. We go get ice cream at night after the hot dog thing, too, you know. So there's a little bit of things to do like that.
You can buy beer on the island.
Of course, yeah. I can't sell beer, but I take us to the beer store.
Yeah.
And that way everyone, you know, can... whoever likes to indulge in that. And there's a place to, you know, get hard alcohol.
It's funny. It's a quarter mile from the house.
Yeah, you can literally walk down, and then you can, you know, call us, or we just make arrangements. We go down and pick you up. Or, you know, a lot of times we go, too, because I love it. Like, I love, you know, all the kids. You know, Marilyn mentioned the kids and stuff like that. Like, we're a big part of the community. So whenever we're down in town, people are around.
That's awesome.
They're all saying hi and stuff like that. So it makes it real fun. And then, like we've talked about earlier, driving in the truck, that's something else that we like to do. You know what I mean? Going over to visit the fish camps on the other side of the island and just having a cultural day, you know, versus, you know, fishing and just getting locked in on just only
that. Yeah, because there's about 5,000 people that live and work on Cedros, right?
Yeah, I think it gets close to four.
Four.
Like, you know, 1,500 roughly over at the salt factory year-round. That place is always running. And then about 1,500 in town. And then summertime, there's people that vacation from all around Mexico that come to Cedros. Yeah,
and then they have an abalone and lobster co-op there.
Exactly. And seaweed is a
big thing
that they do.
Yeah. You know,
that's on the other side of the island, that's what makes it really fun taking guys over to that fish camp, is because they get to see that process. You know, the guys diving, they come in. The whole little community over there is helping unload the pongas.
Is that St. Augustine?
It's around a little bit further up the line on the backside, called Pierre de Colorado.
Oh, okay.
So, a little further up.
Wow.
Right there. So,
cool little launching harbor there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really neat right there. Yeah. Great experience.
And let Katie take the other question you had, which was, what was the other question you had?
Well, the other question was, Yeah, no, I had another question. The overall experience, that sounds great. We love old Mexico, as I'd call it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other question on the six people, so if we have a family of four, me and my wife, would we be one room and then one for each of the kids, or how does that six work out?
Yeah, we would definitely put you and your wife in a room, and then the boys or your kids can have a room to themselves as well. It's totally safe. Like, I'm there every single night. Like, we're all together. Like, you're literally staying at my house. So it's it'd be like if you came to visit us.
But even if somebody's rooming together, you're still only a maximum of six people.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we have six kayaks, and just the whole thing to me is a personal vacation.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about to me.
It's an incredible experience, Tony. You're truly part of his house and family and Lulu in the kitchen and just everything going on. And it's a totally, for you and I, Tony, it's a hands-off approach. You don't have to do anything. Probably the coolest part is when all the boys are together in the tackle rigging area and rigging our stuff together and
sitting by the fireplace.
It's an awesome experience. And he's got a couple large gates that shut and I'll call it a compound. Yeah. I don't know. It just encloses the whole thing for safety.
Yeah. And the island's very safe in itself.
Super safe.
On its own.
Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide.
Right. So. It's something that I've always wanted was to have the wall and the big gate.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need, per se, like safety-wise. I've never lost a thing down there.
But it's there for those that care to have it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, it does feel good, like you're kind of inside our little area. You know what I mean? And it's a cool spot.
Beautiful place. Book a trip. It would be an incredible experience for your family.
100%,
I mean, just especially because it's so personal.
Yeah, we cater to families for sure.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Got a great text here on the Let's Talk Hookup app. A good question. How do you transport rods? Tubes? No tubes? And that's from Brian and Wildemar. Good question,
yeah,
Katie.
Good question.
Yeah?
Yeah. So just the plane that we take, you're not going to be able to bring tubes. You're going to want to bring those sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a guy ask me. He's flying in from New York. So obviously he's got to fly here with his tubes. And then I can hang on to those or we can store them in Fastlane. So if you're flying, you know, to San Diego to go out on your trip, definitely, you know, you can find your tubes, but then you want to have them in the sleeves to go down there. And you're limited on weight. We charge extra if you go overweight. So.
And you have to, you can only bring four rods per person. Is that right, Jeff?
You can bring more if you wanted, if you needed, but you don't need it. You need two bass rods and you need two kind of like yellowtail. You need your jig stick and then you need something maybe to fish live bait. And that's really all you need.
Yeah.
And if you needed something beyond that, like bring a reel. You know what I mean? And then I'll get you a rod.
And then what about lures? I mean, people can go crazy, Corey.
Right.
Bringing too many lures.
Doc.
Yeah.
I've been known.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the weight limit on that?
It's typically 30 pounds, but like if you went to 40, like it's not a huge deal.
That's weight limit for everything. Your clothes, which you don't need a lot of clothes.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to bring a lot of stuff.
We do laundry there?
We do laundry.
Yeah.
We're not going to wash clothes every single day because water is a big commodity on the island. And they're having issues right now with the spring. The pump is broke on the spring and things like that. So, you know, conservation on that side is huge. You know, obviously, like... if we need to, something got too soiled and you need us to, you know, get the blood off or something like that, like we're going to do whatever we need to do. But we're not, like we were washing clothes every single day and that got a little too crazy, too much water. You know what I mean? So we don't.
But that's something we haven't touched on either, Jeff, is your water purification. Is it osmosis?
Yeah.
An osmosis
full
system.
UV protection, yeah.
Like where in Mexico can you actually drink the water out of the tap?
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
100%.
Out of the tap in your house.
Out of the tap.
It's very important that I did that because, you know, when I was traveling my first few trips down there and anywhere you go in Mexico, everyone tells you brush your teeth with a bottle of water. Well, I didn't want to be telling people that. You know what I mean? And you know you're going to forget. You know, and then all of a sudden now what, like, if something does happen, what, you're down a day, maybe 2 days? You know what I mean? There's no great help either on the island. Like, we can get you stable, but then the plane has to come really to get you.
If there's
really
a medical emergency.
Something really bad happens. But even the Montezuma, like, you don't want it. You know what I mean? Like, not even for 1 minute.
But the water purification you have, the osmosis system.
You don't have to worry about it. Anything.
100% safe.
I make coffee with it. I've been using it for 5 years. I make coffee.
Isn't that incredible?
I use the rice. If Lulu's not watching and I'm making the rice, like, I'll use the water. You know, every morning for the coffee. Why not? You know what I mean? Like, I brush my teeth with it. Like, why not? You know what I mean?
So. All right. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. John Cone from Long Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. My first question real quick is, how long is the event going on today down at Dana Landing?
Okay, so the actual seminar starts at 9:30 and it goes till noon. So you want to head down there now. The event is on now. They have all the booths set up and everything. But the actual seminar begins at 9:30, and then the lunch is going to be served at noon, courtesy of Dana Landing.
Oh, cool. And also, what would right now be the go-to setup for Coronado Island?
It's all in the yo-yo iron.
All yo-yo.
Yeah, the larger yo-yo iron.
Yeah, like a 6X, full-size 6X.
That's
so
it,
the JR is another hot one there. The JR lure, and I wouldn't hesitate to try heavier flat falls, too, like a 200-gram flat
just
fall.
Straight monofilament, 40 or 50?
I with that 12 to 20-pound fish, 50 pounds sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, yeah. I on my yo-yo, I use 40.
Yeah.
I use a top shot of mono just for some stretch, and then Power Pro on underneath it.
There it is.
Yeah. There you go. Have a good time. Thanks a
lot.
All right,
guys. Thank you. Great show.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones,
Let's
Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mark? Mark from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Mark. We appreciate you calling this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a good day. It's good to be hearing smiles and seeing smiles after the COVID thing is starting to mellow out. But my question is this. At the risk of being an idiot, I'm a 60-year-old, has fished his whole life, and I'm thinking I'm fishing wrong. My buddy and I go fishing. We used to go out once a week, and we just go out and bowl, you know, talk a lot of crap to each other, and we go out and we just drop. We go out to Isers and Huntington Beach and stuff and everything in between. And we just take jigs and or rubbers and put like a strip of squid on it and drop it down to the bottom, you know, to the floor of the ocean. And I'm wondering, is it bad to put like squid or anything on a jig or on a rubber? Or is it making it work wrong? Or
Corey,
what's going
what's
on?
What's your
there?
Thoughts on that? I mean, you're
well,
the lure master.
It.
First, I'm going to throw in this. You have to fish where the fish are.
That's
the most important thing. You have to locate where the structure or where the fish are, and that could be one of your issues is you're not finding the right spot. But then go ahead, Corey.
I think fishhope.com
fishhope.com
by him
you.
And his buddy.
Yeah.
But just for the spots, right? You know, or listen to Mark's reports.
Right.
From Bolsa Chica and Edger calling the show every week. You know,
we
I mean,
always
he gives
seem
great
to catch fish.
He does,
we
and he gives great reports for that
so
area.
So what about tipping with squid?
Squid is a good one. I think when you talk to the guys that are enthusiastic about fishing artificials, whether it's a jig or a plastic, you know, tipping it with squid isn't really the way to do it. But if you're looking for bites and food for the table, it's going to catch you some rockfish, sculpin, and bass. It'll definitely get it done.
Yeah. Hey, good luck. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Les in Rancho Bernardo has a great text here. He says he's booked on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June. Are we still able to get a half or part day of fishing on the first day?
Absolutely. If we're on that morning flight.
If you're on the early flight.
Yeah, we you know, we're definitely
you're fishing.
Yeah, I want to get on the water. So,
that's the thing is that Corey and I both have been down with Jeff. There's nobody more enthusiastic about getting on the water than this guy, Jeff Mariano.
You know what, Pete? There's a reason why the AFCO team, the Hobie team.
Yeah.
Why I have
Benny
Charters,
yeah.
Benny Florentino,
yeah. Kevin Nakata,
who am I missing here?
War Bates
with Afrin.
Right.
There's a reason why we all go with Jeff. I'll leave it at that.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Because he likes to fish.
He's a great guy to
a
be
fantastic
with.
Fantastic host.
A fantastic.
And you're going to be hosting some trips too, right, Katie?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, so you're going to kind of split the duties a little bit.
I think it would
how are you
going to
keep him off the water? I mean, I
can still be there and go fish, right?
Yeah, he could just go fishing. She runs the show.
I'll do my thing over there.
Yeah.
Let her do her thing.
I'm sure
you know?
He wants to stay down there the entire summer, but if he needed to come up, I could definitely come down and
go
help
down
out.
And
I'm
host the trip.
You're game for
I think it would be
it.
Great. You know what I mean? Like it's awesome.
No, it's a great
and ladies trips. I've always wanted to do that.
You were talking about putting some ladies trips together. You're going to work on that, right?
I'm looking at the schedule. I think I'm going to put one in June because it's hard to find an entire trip right now that that's open. But I'm totally open to that. And if anyone, you know, wanted to call, has questions, isn't sure, my number is 760-913-9035. You know, okay. If you want to, you know, just call and ask questions before you book, you can always call me. But hey, yeah.
Katie, that's the number on the site.
Yeah.
Stratos Island Fishing Charters. When you see that 760 number, that's directly to you.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Give the number again.
760-913-9035.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Kalsar. Take, for example, the Graphite Series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Kalsar West Coast Series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Kalsar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Today?
Jeez. Well, how many is he going to get today?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's John. John in Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Yeah.
A lot of Johns, so it's John Long Beach. Yeah. So we'll get that certificate off to you, John. And thanks a lot to Booger and his gang over there at C4 Sport Fishing supplying it. And thank you, Katie and Jeff. Fantastic show. Not enough time. The phones were packed. We just couldn't get to everybody.
That
the
was a great
texts
show.
Were tacked. We couldn't get to everybody. Thanks to everybody for participating in that. So if somebody wants to book a trip, Katie, how do we do it?
Head to the website, SageRoseIslandFishingCharters.com, or like I said, you can give me a call. But you can go on the website right now and book. And I think we're both losing sleep. We're so excited to get people down there.
Yeah.
Fishing.
And the first trip's is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And you have spots on that?
No, that's Chris's trip, and then I'm filling in there because Chris has a trip, and then I've got a couple spots that I can fill in there. So that might be one to call me on, and I can accommodate people.
Okay, and that's the key. If you see something, that you just call Katie, and you'll kind of work some magic to get them on the trip that they want to be on.
There's plenty of openings after that. So.
Yeah, and it's limited to maximum of 6 people.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
That's all, and yourself or Katie will be there.
Kevin Nakata's on trips.
And Corey's on trips.
Ben's on
ben
trips.
Ben Florentino's on
Corey's
trips.
Corey's on trips.
Yeah.
Matt Florentino is going to do trips.
Yeah.
Okuma's coming.
Everybody wants to go, including me.
So nice.
Yeah, Ron Lane. You know,
Ron Lane
hosting
is
the Let's Talk Hookup trips.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they all come.
Yeah.
No, it's
fantastic.
It's a great operation, and you've done such a great job, and so nice to have it back, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet you're thrilled, too.
Oh. dying to get down there.
Can you imagine those first trips down there?
Hasn't been fished in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be there. June 7th through 11th
Yeah.
The
really
kelp grow. Thinking about that, yeah.
The kelp grow. Really
I can't believe there's spots available.
Well, it's because we've been shut down.
Yeah.
It's going to open
down.
Up. I'm
We're
right.
filling all the beds, too, now. It's no more.
And that, was the thing. You would book a group of four and kind of shut it down.
I would just shut it down.
Now those two spots are open.
Exactly. Yes. Katie's got them all open now.
So. Yeah, very good. Well, thanks, guys. Again, Katie, the number?
760-913-9035.
Or Sagos Island SagosIslandFishingCharters.com or Sagos Kayak.
They both work.
Yeah, both work. All right, thanks, guys. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Corey and I will be back with L.A.R. Hajinabi from the Polaris Supreme and Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Can you imagine?
That's going to be a lot of fun.
We're giving away a day-and-a-half trip on the Polaris Supreme to one lucky
caller. I want to win
tomorrow. Yeah, how about that? We all do, yeah. That's going to be great. Thanks to Andrew, man in the phones and the board, and thanks, of course, to Adam for doing all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.